Diary of a Twister Chaser. Text by Nicholas Brash. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Chapter 1. Day 1. May 11. Today I arrived in Oklahoma with my friends Frankie and James. We have 2 weeks off work with nothing to do but chase tornadoes, or twisters, as we call them. We've come all the way from Canada. It took us 2 days to drive to Oklahoma. Twisters are quite common here. While Frankie drove us to Oklahoma, I checked that all of our equipment was working. First, I checked the Doppler radar. The Doppler radar shows the direction that a weather pattern is heading in. It can guide us towards an area where a twister may appear. The Doppler radar can also save lives. It saved our lives last year when it showed that a twister had suddenly changed direction and was heading our way. We changed route and got out of the way just in time. Next, I checked the GPS navigation. The GPS navigation is like an electronic map. It has a screen that lets us know where our car is, and it gives us directions to our destination. We don't have to look at maps. I also have a handheld GPS that I can use almost anywhere. Next, I changed our camera battery and put a new tape in our video camera. We didn't want to get caught like we did in Texas in 2001 when a twister sprang up from nowhere. We didn't have enough time to put film in the cameras. I also checked that our phones and laptop were working. We take phones so we can speak to other twister chasers, or in case we need to make an emergency call. We use the laptop to check meteorology websites. They have live images of weather patterns from around the country. Chapter 2. Day 2, May 12. We had a good night's sleep at a motel, and then we left early in the morning to start our search for twisters. I had nothing to do, so I sat looking out the window thinking, while Frankie drove. The problem with chasing twisters is that they spring up suddenly and don't last long, so it's hard to know where to find them. But that's what makes chasing twisters so exciting. We just stop when we think we're in the right area and start monitoring our equipment. Chapter 3. Day 3, May 13. So far, we still haven't seen any twisters. So we went to bed early last night and left our motel at 7 a.m. this morning. We were somewhere in the south of Oklahoma when Frankie pulled over by the side of the road. The conditions were just right for a twister. There was a long wall of cloud to the west and the air was warm. Frankie checked an image on the laptop. Then he yelled, "Angie, twister!" There was something brewing about 100 kilometers to the west. As we drove, I checked the Doppler radar. It had picked up the storm. The storm was heading northwest, so we had to speed up to catch it. Still, Frankie made sure he didn't go over the speed limit. As we drove along, chasing the storm, the Doppler radar picked up a change in direction. The storm started heading northeast, which meant we had to find a road to take us north. I entered some data in the GPS, and it found the best route for us straight away. Then the clouds got darker and the air got warmer. Suddenly, the twister appeared out of the clouds. Frankie stopped the car and we grabbed our cameras. The wind swirled and changed color from gray to red, as red dust swirled around in the center of the twister. It was very dramatic. Almost as quickly as it started, it finished. There was a strange calm when the twister disappeared. As we packed up to leave, the phone rang. It was our friend Richie. He had heard that some twisters might appear in Kansas, so we headed there. We had a great 2 weeks chasing twisters.